Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Barry Moltz is with us, ladies and gentlemen. That's with the Z Moltz. He's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Barry is, as he admits, folks, he's founded and run businesses with a great degree of success and failure. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. When you meet a guy or a gal who's willing to tell you that they made some, that they have some failures, you want to listen to that person. You want to make sure anytime somebody's willing to say, "I have failed, here's how what happened to me, don't do this," you want to sit down and spend some time with that person. And Barry is that kind of a guy. He is he's an outstanding small business expert. He's the author of two books that I know of, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Business, and also the new book, which is called Bounce. And he's our good friend, Barry. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Barry, one of the things that it seems to me is when I look at what's happening to Wall Street and the financial industry and the way the governments around the world are treating those guys and the billions, soon to be trillions of dollars in the United States alone, that are being thrown at these people who actually are the people who contributed the most to getting us into these problems.
Right.
We're giving them, we got the two people that are the biggest contributors to the problem, spending our money, which is what they're doing, and that's our government, and then these big, the Wall Street folks, and a lot of these corporate titans, or so-called titans, they're now blowing these tens of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. And I'm looking around, and small business owners are out here really creating over half the economy, employing over half the people, doing their job without complaining, and we're getting nothing. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with this picture? What do you think, Barry?
Yeah, it's really kind of hard to swallow. I mean, you go back to the whole idea that they're too big to fail, and I guess, well, us in small business, I guess we're just too small and it's okay for us to fail.
Yeah, just squash us like a bug. Yeah.
Kind of makes you mad. So I think that President Obama, I listed some things out that I really believe that he should try to help out small business, because we're giving all of these things to these large corporations. I got to tell you, if we could break it down and give small incentives to small business, I think it would go a lot much longer, much farther.
I can't wait to hear your ideas.
Well, one of the first ideas is I think that we should give a one-time $30,000 federal tax rebate to hire a new employee. You know, they're going to give out $1 trillion. If you divide that among the small businesses, we could give each of them $30,000.
That's right.
If we give them a one-time rebate for hiring an employee, this would help in two ways. One, the small businesses will be able to grow their business, and also we would get one person off the unemployment line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another thing
if you do the math on that, you subtract what they're going to pay out in unemployment,
right,
and also the health benefits that are going to have to go to their families, that's going to have to be handled by the local hospitals and
right,
absorbed in the community. I mean, there's a lot of ways to do the math on that, isn't there?
Yeah, people.
Now would that $30,000 be a tax credit or an actual money coming in?
Well, I think it could be a tax credit. I mean, one thing that they did do was they said, okay, now you can go back a couple of years if you made money,
right,
and you can bring it forward, and I think that's
right,
a good idea. But
yep,
I think it could be a federal tax rebate against the mm-hmm, company's taxes.
I like that idea. All right, what else?
So another thing is, if we could also eliminate the employer matching federal withholding for businesses of less than 9 people. There's over 4 million businesses out there that would qualify. And this
mm-hmm,
way, we can move people from being freelancers to employees. You know, so many times,
yep,
small businesses don't hire an employee person as an employee because you got to pay the federal tax, all the Social Security. And that
right,
prevents person from getting benefits.
7.65% of their pay.
Right. So if we could eliminate that or do some kind of holiday, I think that would really help for people to get them to be employees, not just freelancers, and it would create more permanent work.
There are few bills that a business pays in a month that go down harder than that monthly remittance of a payroll tax.
I think it's tough. People are saying, well, you know, how can I save that 7 or 8%?
Yeah. Exactly.
The next thing we have to do is, and I know that a lot of people share this, we've got to figure out how to free up the lines of credit, really, for small business. I mean, we gave all this money to the banks, mm-hmm. and what were they supposed to do with it? They were supposed to lend it out. And what
they're
happened?
Not doing it.
Nothing. So Someone's got to step up. I believe the administration has to force them to be able to start lending this money out, because having credit really is a lifeblood of small business.
Well, there's no question about it. And, you know, if you look at the reality of the structures of that we've got out there, the big banks are they basically just are locked up almost right now.
Right.
Because they still don't know where all their toxic assets are. They still
right.
don't know. And they've got all these regulations, all this cap and all this, what's the word I want to use, mark-to-market that they've got to do that puts them into a bind and causes them to have to raise new capital. And so the last thing in the world they need to do, most of them right now, I actually heard some of them say, you know what, we're not making any loans. We don't need any more loans right now. Well, you're not going to make those guys loan money to small business owners. But let me tell you something. There are two organizations out there in the marketplace that they could help, the government could help, that are making loans to small businesses, and that's independent community banks and
right.
credit unions.
Yep.
Those two organizations, but especially independent community banks. Barry, I don't know what small business owners would do without independent community banks.
Yep, absolutely right.
And so I don't know, and I don't know what they need. I think we need to ask those guys. I think we should ask independent community banks, what could we do to help you help small business owners? That's one of the things that they could do.
Yep, absolutely right. You know, and another thing, and this is the one area where I really depart from a lot of President Obama's policies. One was, he talked about on the campaign trail that he was going to raise capital gains taxes, that he was going to tax some of the wealthier business owners, and I
right.
think that he can't really do that. We need to keep things low at 15%. And, you know, a small business owner, Jim, builds a lot of value over the life of their business. They really should be able to get most of that money out when they sell it.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right. Well said, Barry. I completely agree with you, but hey, Barry, what if for the next 24 months we just eliminated that tax?
That's even better.
We eliminated the corporate tax.
Right.
See, that's what we don't need the government. The government doesn't create jobs.
Yeah.
The government creates the environment for you and me to create jobs.
Absolutely.
And so we don't need the government to go build it. All this infrastructure stuff is not going to work. That's not the way to get jobs going. The way to get jobs going is to do something so Barry and Jim can hire more people. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. Barry Moltz is our guest. It's Moltz, by the way, folks, if you're Googling him. And the book is called Bounce, just like the ball. Stay with us. Little Canned Heat bringing us back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, check out the Brain Trust members, articles, archives. My knowledge base is there, askjim.biz. I hope you'll check out my blog too. And really, if you get a chance, check out the newsletter there. We got a sample you can look at, see what it's going to look like when you get yours. Of course, that's an older one, but from the last few weeks. But you'll get a new one every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Barry Moltz is our guest, Moltz. His new book's called Bounce. And Barry, I'd like for you to give us your website and tell us how we can find your books.
Yeah, it's www.BarryMoltz.com, BarryMoltz.com, and you can find the books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, wherever books are sold.
Yeah, check it out, folks, and the book Bounce, the new one, is outstanding. Barry, you're talking about some of your ideas for what small business owners need, what the Obama administration and the new Congress could do to help small businesses. Have you got the SBA on your list there anywhere?
Yeah, that is the SBA and the freeing up the lines of credit. I mean, if banks won't do it, I think the SBA has got to really step in and make the online application process easier and approval easier.
See, that's a good point. And see, this is something that I've been talking about for a long time. The SBA does a wonderful job of getting their loan guarantee programs out there. But the SBA needs to develop some new forms of loan systems, loan strategies. The forms have to be easier, and more banks need to know how to do it. You'd be amazed at how many banks think that it's too much trouble, and you go into the bank and you need a loan, you don't quite qualify for their standards, and they won't even say, why don't we look into the SBA?
Right.
They just let you leave the building.
I mean, I don't understand. If credit card companies can send us all these mailers and they can sign us up real easily by mail and things like that, why can't the SBA do it, right?
Right, right.
And there are processes in place that would make it much easier to make it all electronic, to qualify easier.
That's right.
Why can't the SBA do it?
Well, I'm going to be meeting the new administrator very soon, Karen Mills. Within the next 2 months, I feel that I will be making myself available to meet with her, and I'll be passing these things along, Barry.
Great.
So, I don't have a direct line yet, but I'm working on that. I've had a direct line with all the other administrators since the late 90s, but I'll have to develop this one anew. What are some other ideas, Barry, that you got for President Obama?
We have to figure out how to relieve the health insurance burden, and I don't have a solution for that. But all I know is when I meet with small business owners, most of them are getting crushed by the 20% increases that they find in health care costs. You know, employees are losing their jobs as a result.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what the solution is, but we've got to figure out how to stop all these outrageous cost increases, because for most employers, besides employees, the second most expensive thing is health insurance, and also it prevents people from getting hired.
Well, let me tell you something that needs to be done, Barry, in my opinion, but it's the opposite of what I'm afraid is going to happen. We need to get people to focus more on health savings accounts.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I love it.
We have HSAs, and what an HSA does is it makes you become not just a healthcare patient, but also a healthcare consumer.
Right.
And see, as a consumer, you know, is there anything in your life, Barry, that you consume that you don't know the price and the value of? Of course, there's not. Your car,
right.
your gasoline, the carrots you buy for your dinner, the meat, whatever. You know the price and the value of everything, but Americans don't know the price or the value of healthcare.
That's absolutely right. That's the basic problem, is that the consumer is not necessarily the person who's the ultimate payer.
Right.
But Jim, I ask now. I always ask, what is it going to cost? I always do that now because I think it's important.
Yep. But if we could get the HSAs distributed more and more people, because some of it will be coming out of their pockets, then the more people, one of the reasons why HSAs are too expensive right now, and they're not expensive compared to regular insurance, but they're more expensive than they should be, is because there's not enough people involved in the program.
Right, absolutely.
But what I'm worried about, though, is we're going to be going the other way, Barry. We're going to be going towards universal stuff and not towards independent stuff.
Right. As I said, I don't know the solution. All I know is that this is real. I mean, the cost of running a business really is crushing the employer.
What are some other things you think President Obama should do?
I think that we have to keep the Internet e-commerce free of taxation. Again, if small businesses are forced to collect and file tax returns in every state they sell, this is going to be another burden that's going to be unable to bear.
So you're talking about not allowing states to be able to collect taxes on everyone who does business on the Internet, sales tax on everyone who does business on the Internet.
Right, exactly.
There are 7,400 tax precincts in the country, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, it may be 6,800, but it's a big number. That if you sold a pair of tennis shoes on eBay to somebody, you know, you'd have to be prepared to remit taxes to any one of 74 different districts.
Right, exactly. Again, another burden that's very difficult to bear.
Yeah. All right. One more.
Now, one more is, I really think that we have to figure out how to fix this whole legal immigration process. I mean, there are illegal immigrants in this country because they fill a certain sector of jobs.
Right.
We got to figure out how can we make the business owner honest and not have to go behind everybody's back.
Mm-hmm. Put themselves in jeopardy just to be able to fill a slot.
Right. And those people are here for a reason, because they're doing some jobs and they're being productive for the small business owner.
Right, right. Yeah, I think a lot of the people, the illegals that are here, are doing jobs that a lot of Americans don't want to do.
Absolutely.
That's your point, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Hey, Barry, we need that website one more time.
www.barrymoltz.com.
MOLTZ, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Bounce. Check out his website. And what's your Twitter, Barry?
It's just Barry Moltz, BARRYMOLTZ.
All one word. Hey, Barry, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Barry Moltz, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, just you and me, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.